Remember the first time you sang, "The wise man built his house upon a rock." You just don't remember it. It is a part of your life. That's what it is. You know, there are just stories in the Bible that you know, and you don't know when you learn them. If you grow up in the church, you've sung it and you know it. But do you know the background of the wise man who built his house on the rock? Jesus said, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them will be like a wise man." Now what about the foolish man? Did the foolish man know that if he built his house on the sand that it would fall? Jesus said the foolish man is like the wise man in that both of them hear what I say. It's not that one was wise and the other one's foolish because one understood and knew and the other did not understand and knew or did not understand. It's not that at all. It is both of them in the preamble to this parable are in exactly the same situation. Both of them hear the words of Jesus. The difference is not that one, understands and the other one does not. It is that one obeys and the other one does not. And so he says, they're like two men who are building a house. The wise man built his house on the rock. The foolish man built his house on the sand. And whenever the rains came and the rains descended and the floods came and the winds began to blow, one house stood and the other fell, and the description is, and great was the fall of it. It wasn't just a little wind that came through. It's Andrew that comes through. It's what we're talking about. I mean, it just wiped it out. The winds blew. The rains descended. The floods came. And there was a great falling of that. Now, when you're a child, you don't understand what this parable is all about. You love the song. You love all the hand motions. You love the trying to, talk about the foolish man's house went whatever it went. And you enjoy that part of it. But those of us who are older, and even as we teach these things to our children, we need to make sure they understand what this is all about. It's not about house construction. It is about doing what Jesus said. You know, there's nothing more important in our lives than that, and that is to do what He said. You know, if you love me, keep my commandments. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and whoever rejects them has one that judges him. The words that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. What's the difference? It is that some saw an importance in obedience, the others did not. He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey Him. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. It's obedience. And even Jesus Himself, though He were a son, had to learn obedience. And if we never learn obedience, then the doors of heaven will be closed to us. Jesus is no different from us. He had to learn to obey. And so that's why this parable is of great consequence. And the Bible says when He finished this, people were astounded because of the authority with which He spoke. Jesus elevated His words to the salvation level. And that is, you either do what I say or you'll be lost. And that's the issue right there. And the issue that is before us is, are we going to do what He says? You know, it's just a matter of coming to this book, finding what He says, and then we've already predisposed ourselves to say, where He leads me, I'll follow. We've already predisposed ourselves to say, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We've already made that mind up. That's the heart that we have. So the question is, am I going to obey Him? Now, if you're not a child of God, you need to obey Him, not someday, but you need to obey Him tonight. If you've never been immersed in water for the remission of your sins, you need to do that tonight. Why? Because I say that? No, because that's the words of Jesus. It's not that I decided, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Those are not my words. Those are the words of Jesus. Have you heard the words of Jesus? Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, will be like a wise man. Whoever hears these sayings of mine, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and does not do them shall be a foolish man. And so in this matter of salvation, faith must be active. It begins It begins with a deep conviction that Jesus really is the Son of God. But that which follows faith and precedes baptism is a change of heart. It is saying, I give up. Lord, You are in charge of my life. Whatever You say is what's right. Whatever You say is what's right, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow wherever You want me to go. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to have that kind of mind. And you need to have that kind of mind tonight. And if you have that kind of mind, you haven't been baptized. You ought to be baptized tonight. Why? Because Jesus said, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he'll not enter the kingdom. You can't enter the kingdom unless you've been baptized. That's what Jesus said. Born of water and of the Spirit. And you may have been listening to the words of God and in that sense been listening to the very Spirit of God as the Spirit of God speaks to you through an inspired book like the Spirit of God spoke through inspired people years ago. It's not just a birth of the Spirit, but it is a birth of water. And you need to be baptized. Not someday, you need to be baptized tonight. And then as a child of God, I love the promise that He's made, and that is, you be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. And you can build your life around that. You know, just do what's right, and heaven will be yours. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You need to obey Him? Then obey Him tonight as together we stand and sing.